And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus on Thursday took the oath of office as the head of Bangladesh's interim government after an uprising forced former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to step down and flee to India. The key tasks for Yunus now are restoring peace in Bangladesh and preparing for new elections following weeks of violence in which student activists led an uprising against what was considered Hasina's increasingly autocratic 15-year rule. Authorities claim a 19-year-old Austrian who masterminded a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift fans at a concert in Vienna with a bomb or knife had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State militant group. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Some 195,000 fans were expected for the concerts. Austrian police on Wednesday detained three teenagers suspected of plotting attacks. A 19-year-old who has North Macedonian roots made a full confession in custody. He swore allegiances to Islamic State on the internet and had chemicals, machetes and technical devices at his home in the town of Ternitz in preparation for an attack, authorities said on Thursday. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said an Islamic State cell of suicide attackers was broken up.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Russia's defense ministry says the country's troops are fighting Ukrainian forces in the Kursk region on the third day of one of the largest cross-border incursions of the war. A ministry statement on Thursday said the Russian military and border guards have blocked Ukrainian forces from advancing deeper into the Kursk region in southwest Russia.